everyone, is welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so much to share with those who love Him. In His presence, we become capable. In His presence, we have a chance to willingly change. Jesus said, "He that bears fruit will be, he'll purge them so they'll bear much fruit." In His presence, that's the easiest way to transform, because you can hear the Lord out. You can reason with Him and talk to Him. And the things that He can share with you, He'll share it with you at a pace that you can receive it and believe it and use it. And He'll take the first, whatever He bring to your attention currently, if you change that, greater things are going to happen. And it's going to usher you in to the next thing. The Lord evaluates everything. When it comes to helping us heal or grow, the things He say do now, currently, if you're faithful to change those things and grow in those areas, it's going to cause you, it's going to open the door for you to learn many more things. Many times, in seeking the Lord, I found out that they became turning points. There were times I would seek the Lord and He would show me something that I immediately needed to know. And I treasured it. I didn't just believe it and receive it. I treasured it. Sometimes I can't remember what year or month it was, but I still remember the very words He spoke the very first time I heard it. And an example was when I asked Him about the interpretation of the word virtue. From there I learned that our heart is like a battery, and the Word of God is like a charge. And we have to protect that charge, that faith in our heart that comes from the Word of God. Jesus felt virtue go out of it when the woman touched the hem of His garment. Peter said, "Add to your faith virtue. Add to your faith virtue." And that really got me, you know, when I read those two passages and I saw how, I said, something's going on with this word. And the dictionary meaning just wasn't enough. The concordance meaning, it didn't satisfy me either. So that's when I asked the Lord, what was His interpretation of virtue? And He said, it's the amount of word in your heart, the amount of God's word in your heart. So, the way it changed my life is I put more Word of God in my heart. And then I could tangibly feel it. As I learn God's, people may wonder, why do I listen to the Word while I'm working all day long? There's a party going on the inside. That Word changed my heart. The meaning of one word, it helped me to see how to defeat Satan, how to conquer in life. You can fill your heart with God's Word to no limit. And the Holy Spirit will help you understand it. And then you'll have faith for life. You'll have faith to live. When the Lord speaks, you can talk to Him. You can reason with Him. You can hear Him. Jesus said, "They that follow Me, they are the sons of God." So it's important to be able to do that. That's why I can do it. And I learned principles and things from there. I learned many things that the Lord helped me see. I wrote a word called definitions. And from there, those definitions that the Lord gave me, it helped me in life to manage the Word of God in my heart. Now, people manage money, they manage time, but you can also manage the Word of God. It can be in your heart And then the Holy Spirit will give you revelation from it, and you can live by it. And from there, you can grow from glory to glory better. You can hear the word of God better. You can hear the voice of the Lord and detect it better. And when Satan speaks, you can discern that that's just not God better. And you can drive the evil things of the world system and old habit systems. You can change it. You can drive those evil things out of your life better, because you fill your heart with God's word, and that's what you go by. That's where your faith comes from. And remember, our faith is always on. Whatever we're believing for, it's on. We believe it now, and the next minute we still believe it. 10 years from now, we still believe what the word said. And because you believe, you change the facts on the ground. If you believe and doubt not in your heart, you'll have what you say. And that's a good thing. You can say what you want. And as long as it's in line, you know for a fact that God's not going to deviate from his holy word. And as long as you don't deviate, you got what you said. God's not going to give you an evil promise. He give us good promises. So when you believe God and take him, you're taking him at his word. You believe in good promises. You believe in what God said, not what Satan said. Simultaneously, you believe God, what God said, and not what Satan said. You hate what Satan said. Satan is crazy. Now, we have to go forward and not backwards. And we train people in the word of God. And then they'll have faith for whatever God has for them. And whatever God show you personally, out of all the things he could have taught, you know, if he brings something up. Now, when I asked him about virtue, I brought that up. But he knew what would happen. He was probably getting to that. So sometimes what you bring up is just as important as what he bring up. God probably caused me to find that answer that I was after. He probably put it in me to notice that there was something going on. In those years, he did prescribe scriptures for me. And I would see things and ask him questions. That's just one of the many. Now, there are things that he brought to me. Now, when he do that, he evaluated everything. And he brought something. If he brings anything to your attention, it's more important than it seems. Because he thinks of everything. He evaluates everything. Whatever he told you, whatever he brings to you, I'm just showing you, it's so important that if you're faithful with it, it's going to bring you to a greater point in your life. It's going to solve problems that you can't solve any other way. And it's going to help you help others solve problems that they can't solve any other way. And the way you see it and the way you measure things, it'll be measured to you. The ability to measure God's word in a greater way comes from the concepts that he brings to you and the thoughts of the scriptures, the word of God. So if he tells you to do something and it seems frivolous to you, it's not. If you're faithful with it, you're going to learn something you can't learn, and it's going to put you in a category to see something you can't see any other way. So many times it has happened. Another turning point the Lord showed me. You know, I had my mobile auto service and I was going to UAB at the time. And I kept having the same kind of problem. I forgot what it was. And I cried out to the Lord about it. I was at school at UAB. I said, "Lord, I need you to help me solve this problem." And he gave me the answer right there on the campus. I said, "Lord, that'll work. I said, you knew that I needed to know that a long time ago, and that could have helped me solve many problems. I said, why didn't you tell me a long time ago? He said, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father. And I was doing things my way. I didn't ask God to help me in earlier. Not until he got to critical. When he got critical, I cried out. I learned something. I learned a lot of things in that statement. He said, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father. Why? Because he's trusting something already. And when people are convinced already, they don't ask for better. They don't see the point in asking for something greater. And they think that's the way to go. And then I remember what he said about how people don't follow him. And I plugged it together. It all makes sense now. If you're determined to do something one way, you're not going to ask God or trust him to do something else. Not until you have a visual that that's better, or until it runs into a wall. And you say, wait a minute, this is not working. Why is it not working? It always seemed to work, but it's not working. And when you seek God for knowledge and he give it to you, now, it won't work. Just because God tell you the answer don't mean that it's going to work for you. Because sometimes it only works by faith. And the only way it can work by faith is if you first believe it and receive it. You have to receive it in your heart. Then it becomes faith. Because when you receive it, you'll drive out the doubt. You've replaced a bad logic for a living logic. You replace what's dead with what's alive, like it's supposed to be. And people can't do that unless they receive more light. You receive more light, you can drive out greater darkness, because light exposes or expels darkness for what it is. You can't see the darkness. You can't see it. It's invisible until there's more light. And that's why the devil spends so much time trying to get people to back off what they're believing God for. Because he wants to hide the light from us. But when we live according to God's word, we receive greater light and we do greater things. And we do it on purpose. And then with determination. And we become contenders and warriors concerning that thing. See, when you become a warrior, you contend for the faith and you don't let the devil bluff you anymore with that same problem. But sometimes people make the tragic mistake of just saying, Lord, that's right, that'll work. And that's what it, and they stop, and then they forget about it. And sometimes they can't even remember what God said because they didn't receive it. They believed it for a moment. They agreed with it because they could tell it's true. But if you don't plant it, how can it grow? The stony ground soil, that seed that fell among thorns, it didn't take root. What I'm saying is, when God speaks, let your heart be good. Let it take root every time. Whatever God say, let it take root. Meditate on it. Think about it until it becomes a part of you. And you'll have faith for it, and you'll change your habit system. You'll change your way of doing things. It will become greater and more powerful. You will change your destiny. You will change your life. Every time that was a turning point, I always did better than I did before. Now, that was some teachings the Lord brought to me. Teachings. And when I saw that he did it, I would I grab hold of it. I'd always grab hold of it and receive it. Latch on. And then when God want to use it, I use it. Whatever you want to do, we're going to do this. And I ask him all kind of questions. I learned to do that from my cousin. My cousin said, the Lord told him, when people are talking to you, ask questions so you can get the understanding that they're trying to convey. Before, he would listen and start talking, and he didn't soak in what they were saying. And sometimes he didn't get the full understanding of what they were trying to help him understand. And he would go on assumptions or whatever, like, you know, and people do that. But when he said, the Lord told him to ask questions, then I took it on myself to, I said, well, Lord, when the Lord talked to me about something, I would ask questions to get all the understanding he was trying to convey to me. See, sometimes a word from God may come different ways. Sometimes something, he was saying something to Johnny that helped me. I applied it to him and then others too. When people would tell me what they were saying, I used the same thing, wisdom that the Lord gave Johnny to make sure I understood what people were saying. And that way, that helped me to receive even more of what God had to say to people. Sometimes the things that people say can bless you deeply. Sometimes, everybody who listens, who dialogues with the Lord, a lot of people don't, but those that do, the things that the Lord say, God knew that they were going to tell you. He knew that you were going to overhear a conversation. See, God thinks broader than men. You might be on an airplane and two people might be talking about the Lord, and they might share something in your earshot. And if you heard it, God got that message to you. He knew you'd hear that. So it's all right for you to use it in your life. Everything that comes from God is good. And sometimes you won't be in another situation to hear that particular word. And it can change your destiny. That's how powerful the word of God really is. So we can go forward in life and speak his word, do what he say do. And we take him at his word, we can go forward. Everything he has to say helps us out. And he can take us forward in life. All the words of God. Jesus said, man don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's how important it is for you to know him, to hear him out, to hear what he has to say, to seek him and take him at his word. It's wonderful. And you're going to experience many wonderful turning points throughout your days as you hear what God has to say to his people. And those who love him and those who seek him, he's for us and not against us. He's going to help us understand things on greater levels. And the more we learn, the more we live. The more we love, the more we live. The more we seek, the more we find. And the more we ask, the more it will be open to us. And we'll have the greater treasures of life. And the Lord he'll be glorified. We're going to be blessed. Our friends will be provoked. The humble will be humble people. Will rejoice. And the wicked are going to be angry. And that's how it goes down. That's how it is. But remember, everybody's made in God's image. And people are around the word and hear it enough, it can get in their heart. But the first day we hear it, we respond according to our heart. But if we keep hearing the word, even if a person's in jail and they have a wayside heart and they start hearing the word and they throw it away. They hear the word, they throw it away. And then they see people transform around them. Now they have a visual. It's harder for them to stay in that hard shell condition, especially if love is shown towards them. People can respond to love. A hard ground can be plowed. Fallow ground can be broken up. And eventually, things will start growing on the wayside. But if people love the world, they're going to stay that way. The wicked will do wickedly, and they won't understand. So you're not going to understand the things of God in a wicked condition. If you love the world, it's going to take life from you, and you'll choose death. But you'll choose death in disguise, which is sin. It's a lying alternative, death in disguise. But if you respond to the love of God, your heart will soften and the word will start working in anybody's heart that's willing. And God has so much to say. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.